Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And we've been getting reports from polling areas around the region. It's in many cases brisk, not overwhelming, but there have been hundreds of people. For instance, early this morning, Southside District 17, Victory Church in Cranberry, a polling site, pretty brisk this morning. Also, David Ballarato, one of our reporters, he said he was 49th voter at his polling place. He did not see lines around the block, and this is in the Shadyside area. He said in 2020, there were lines around the block, which is interesting because so many people had also, Paul, as you know, they had put in mail-in ballots back then. So we understand almost 82 million people have already voted, and the count, that's a significant number, with 168 million, give or take, are registered voters in the United States and territories.
So that leads to the obvious question, Larry. Are we going to have more people participating in this election than we did the last? And there was a surge for the last one. So curious to see that, how that number turns out. Also, by the way, I've only seen so far, at least on my social media feeds, one hiccup in Allegheny County in terms of getting a polling place open and up and running right away.
Yeah, they rely on people that don't do this year-round full-time for a living. These are, people that are trained and hired for the specific purpose of the elections.
Right. Apparently in this particular case, and I don't know what the location is, it wasn't named, but it was a combination of a missing person and some missing materials, and of course they get right to work on that.
I remember some election days where the person that was supposed to open the polling site slept in.
Yeah. And I've heard the stories before. Yeah.
People would call us, 866-391-1020, by the way, is our number. If you found anything in particular to be of issue, let us know. 866-391-1020. Or if you just want to weigh in, we also have Instant Access. That's an email at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. So I believe we're going to check in with Barry Pintar from KDK-TV. He was out at a polling place in Ross. Barry, hey. Good morning.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Well, the question is, how's it going? How are you doing?
Yeah, you know what? I just interviewed someone literally 15 seconds ago and was just asking them those questions. How's it been going? He said, you know, it's been going so smoothly. I got in and out very quickly. When we first arrived here, it was there was a line that went to the gymnasium here. I'm here at the Ross Township Municipal Building that went to the outside. But once they opened the polling place doors, people got in, people got out. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's going very smoothly. And if you've been, you know, watching us on KDK or KDK Plus this morning, one of my focuses has been safety and security. And, I try to emphasize the fact that we don't want to scare people or freak people out. But, of course, there's no question that 2024 has been a contentious election year. So, the FBI has a command post set up in Washington, D.C. Our acting police chief has said, you know, they're ready to move on a moment's notice. But here's the good news for you, your listeners, anyone wanting to go to the polls. As of right now, I'm happy to say that in our region, absolutely no election-related threats throughout our state, throughout our entire nation. Nothing has been reported. So that's a long answer to your question, how's it going? Larry, I think it's going really well, actually.
And Barry, Paul Rasmussen here. I would like to make the observation. I think one of the reasons that the voting is moving along at a nice clip is it's a simple ballot. There's not a lot to vote on.
Yeah, you know, Paul, I noticed that myself too. It's just a very quick process, and I'll tell you. I mean, you know, it'd be interesting to see if you agree or disagree with me on this one. Unlike many election years in the past, I just have doubts that anyone is standing there going, I wonder which direction I want to go.
Absolutely right.
I mean, people have made up their minds, and we're just not hearing from all these undecided voters this time around.
All right, Barry, appreciate the update. How long are you going to be tethered there since 4 a.m. in Ross Township?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, as you know, we're on from 7 to 9 KDK Plus, so as I'm looking at my watch, I got a live hit at 8:30, and then I think we're going to actually go over to watch Dave McCormick's wife cast his ballots. As I understand, he's already voted by mail, but over at Chatham, his wife is going to vote, so we're going to go over and shoot that, and we'll have that for you tonight on the KDK News at 4, 5, and 6.
Look for Barry Pintar. Thank you, Barry. All right, and
by the way, I would just like to say again what a terrific reporter Barry is. We're lucky to have him back from Los Angeles.
I actually went to college with him at Clarion.
That's so cool, yeah.
Jerry in Homestead. Good morning. Did you vote yet?
Yes, sir.
And where did you vote?
Homestead.
No, I mean specifically. Where's your polling place?
Homestead, PA.
Yeah, I mean, where is the... Usually it's at a church, a hall?
A fire hall. It's the fire hall.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. And how was the turnout?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Lines not too long. I was just wondering, I didn't think you were allowed to have any political clothes or anything like that when you go to vote.
That I'm not sure. You, as a voter?
Yeah, as a voter, but actually what concerned me more was a poll watcher that had a Black Lives Matter shirt on.
A poll watcher?
Now, yes. Now, I don't have a problem with it, but I just think it could cause some controversy down there at the polling place.
Well, we'll check into that. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. All right, Jerry.
All right, thank you.
You got it. And stick around. We'll check in with some more people that have been out and voting around the region.
I'll do some researching right now about, are there any regulations or guidelines for,
a poll watcher.
Yeah, poll watchers in their attire.
Well, I'm certain that as a citizen, you can wear a shirt that
I would assume. That's a First Amendment issue.
Yeah. As a poll watcher, I don't know. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. And Jerry called in from Homestead, asked a question. Could a poll watcher wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt? And interesting, Paul, you did some research, and you're not permitted if it is a political clothing to wear anything, right?
Right, yeah.
How do they describe it?
This is a... guidance from this election from the Department of State. And what they're saying here is, hold on a second. I've got to scroll my way back down to it. Yeah, you can't wear anything with a partisan message on it or a clothing or any kind of like a button or a sign of some kind. Poll watchers have to work strictly with the officials at the polls. They're not supposed to have any interactions with voters, that type of thing. But does a Black Lives Matter shirt, apply here or not? I wouldn't know, what the guidelines are in detail.
That's a great question.
I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing. It's multiple pages.
You mean for the guidelines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
I mean, it's very, very explicit, very well lined out.
Well, I don't have any official answer to that question, but anyway...
See if I can find the exact language here for you before we move on. Gosh, there's so much here. even like bringing firearms, the role of police officers and other peace officers. This is very detailed. So there we go. Can't find it right now.
All right. So 866-391-1020. If you've been out and about, give us a feel for what your polling place was like, number of voters.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Poll watchers must present credentials from the County Board of Elections to gain access. Have to be appointed. Right. And then down here below, it says, no specifically partisan messages. So that'd be like a display, a sign, a button, a sticker, something like that, and or clothing.
Gotcha. Just checked in from Northway Christian Church in Wexford, a polling place. Line looks about 30 deep right now. And people around the region out and about voting. The weather is very much in your favor, obviously. And let's see, some other people checking in. Polling places, all's quiet in terms of, you know, we have actually less issues this morning than I can recall in other elections. And we mentioned the people that are responsible for opening the polling sites. Every year there's some issue. Somebody sleeps in, that kind of thing, right?
That's right. Normally, the county will put out a pretty comprehensive list of the areas where there were problems getting started when you have, you know, what is it, more than 1,000 places, right, around Allegheny County where people can vote.
Yeah. And
so you're going to have a problem or two along the way. That's just sheer numbers.
We should reiterate what KDKA-TV's political analyst John Delano told us, and that is 300,000 people haven't returned their mail-in ballots, which means if they haven't done so, they have to do so in person today, and they can do that at their polling site. And if you're one of them and you figured, well, it's too late and you want your vote to count, then we urge you to go to your polling place with your mail-in ballot. And if you don't have it, they can provide you with a provisional to make sure you didn't vote or unable to vote twice, right?
Yep, that's why they have to hang on to it.
So we'll keep you posted, and we're also going to check in at some of the polling places, 866-391-1020. Feel free to give us a call. It's 825 in News Radio KDKA. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's get the latest with Heather Zambito.
Yeah, taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cams, we can see that there's a lot of slowdowns on the major roadways around town. Parkway East is jammed before Wilkinsburg as you head into the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. Parkway West inbound lining up the top of Greentree Hill. The outbound side is sluggish from the 79 split to Campbell's Run. Parkway North slow between Union Avenue and Bellevue Westview. 28 stop and go approaching the Highland Park Bridge to Millvale, then slow again at the 31st Street Bridge. And 65 looking at about a 1 to 2 light delay at the McKees Rocks Bridge. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And yeah, we're looking at 81 today, a record high for the date. And right now we're in the 60-degree range here around the region. Let's check in with Fran in Ross Township. Fran, you're on the Big K Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to let you know I voted up at the poll site on a convent in Ross Township off of Bellevue Road. I happen to be number 78 before 8 o'clock this morning. I've never been above a teen number when I've gone to the vote.
Well, that's interesting.
That's awesome.
You're at a convent?
Yeah, one of the convents on Bellevue Road is where the poll is located. And like I said, I walked in, the line was out the door. Everybody was, you know, just behaving themselves. Nobody was out of line anywhere, but yeah, I was number 78, which completely floors me because I'm usually like 12, 13, 14.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And to have that many people before 8 o'clock in the morning at that poll site surprises me.
Well, I appreciate you checking in, Fran. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, y'all. Bye.
You too. So far, so good.
That would seem to support the idea that more people are going to participate. We've had a big early vote, and now we're getting at least one report of a strong turnout. So, and people aren't saying that we're not hearing people talk about having to stand in line for any length of time.
No, I would imagine to Barry Pintar, who we talked to from KDK TV's point, when he said people aren't taking a lot of time once they know who they're going to vote for.
Right.
It's not like, oh, let me see.
And he's up at Ross. They've got four different precincts that vote at that location.
Yeah, and Mike joins us from Ross Township. Mike, good morning. You're on the Big K Morning Show.
Good morning. Yeah, just stopped at Keating Fire Company right off the Perrysville exit at 279 North. Nice voter turnout, steady stream of people going in and out. Lines just starting to accumulate around 4 to 5 people, but calm. Everyone was enjoying themselves. Everyone felt good to get that vote in.
Just get it done, right?
Just get out there and do it.
So what are you going to do tonight? Are you going to have a watch party or...
I don't think we're gonna know any answers unless there's a landslide, like you guys said earlier this morning. But I'll keep an eye on it throughout the day. Obviously, it's been months of time invested in it, researching and following everything. So it's exciting. I mean, it's something that Americans get to do that you should be proud of. So yeah, I mean, I'll check it out, but I think we'll know probably later this week.
All right, appreciate you checking in, Mike. Thank you. All right, let's go to Carl in Plum. How's the voter turnout there, Carl?
7:30 this morning at the Plum Community Center. They were lined up around the building.
Is that typical, or is that more than
usual? No, that's not typical at all for where I walk across the street and go voting. So,
okay.
I just want to let you know. And I saw this morning, too, on Route 22 in Murrysville, PA, there were people walking down the road carrying flags.
Carrying what?
And I guess carrying flags, American flags. And then once, I guess, the police saw them, they got behind them, and they're escorting them down Route 22.
That is awesome.
Okay.
And that was in Murrysville. So.
All right. Thanks for checking in.
Absolutely. Enjoy your day.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Carl in Plum.
Carl in Plum. Thank you.
We got you. All right. And let's check in with the update here. With Paul Rasmussen.
Standing by. '62 with mostly cloudy skies, and it's 8:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Supporters jammed Vice President Kamala Harris's final Pittsburgh rally last night. News Radio KDKA's Rob Taylor was there.
Some 15,000 people packed into the Cary Blast Furnaces in Swissville and Rankin to hear Kamala Harris in person one last time before Election Day.
All right, so Pittsburgh, this is it, and the moment.
Let's just jump in right here. Larry has just been told that we have a special visitor on the Big K Morning Show. Larry, go ahead.
Vice President of the United States, Democratic candidate for president, and now Saturday Night Live alum, Kamala Harris. Welcome to the world's first radio station, KDKA.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you. Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
You have been busy, and you've been here in Pittsburgh 10 times, including yesterday. How was your visit?
Well, I love Pittsburgh, and it was a good visit. It was, you know, I've been spending time in Pittsburgh to talk with folks about the challenge they face, their dreams, their ambitions, and what we can do to address those issues. And I'm proud to have a lot of support out of Pittsburgh. It, you know, it's a historic city. It's a place where, you know, we know that we should be always invested in American workers, American industry, American families. So I thank the people of Pittsburgh for always being so welcoming and for their leadership.
And I would imagine you know in great detail the issues that are of most concern to people as you have traveled across the country and as vice president, the economy being one. border issues and crisis. You have been blamed for the current status of that. How do you react?
Well, you know, I think that there's no question in anyone's mind. We have to be honest and direct about it. We have a broken immigration system. It's been broken for a long time through, frankly, Democratic and Republican administrations, and we can fix it. The Congress through the United States Senate, some of the most conservative members came up with a bill, which I supported. We were a part of crafting that bill to put more resources into putting more agents at the border, putting more resources into stemming the flow of fentanyl, which is killing people around our country, more resources into combating human trafficking, something I have actually done when I was the prosecutor. And sadly, my opponent, when he learned that the bill was happening, told him to kill it, to not do it, because he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. Larry, I feel very strongly that we have in our grasp the ability to solve problems, and that leaders have to be in the business of finding common sense, practical solutions, which on immigration, on what we can do to bring down prices, what we can do to support small businesses. I have a plan that is very detailed and specific. I invite people to go to my website, KamalaHarris.com. But my plan is about getting things done. On the other side of the equation, in this election, you have a person who spends full time talking about himself, grievances, an enemies list. Look, on January 20th, one of us is going to walk into the Oval Office. I am telling you, you can count on my opponent walking in there with his enemies list. I, on the other hand, will walk in there with my to-do list on behalf of the American people, bringing down the cost of living, dealing with what we can do to support our small businesses. Pittsburgh has extraordinary small businesses. They are part of the backbone of America's economy. The work that we can do, for example, to bring down the cost of living for young parents with a $6,000 tax credit. These are the detailed plans I have. Helping first-time homebuyers with the $25,000 down payment assistance. About specific plans that will make people's lives better and tap into the ambition, the aspirations, and the dreams of the American people.
We're with Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. You know how divisive this is. It's been hard on all of us as citizens. How do you begin to mend the divide?
First, it has to be that you want to. And I will tell you, to your point, it pains me that, you know, frankly, for the last decade, there's been this suggestion that Americans should be, you know, divided, pointing their fingers at each other, when the fact is, and I know it, it's a lived experience, we all have so much more in common than what separates us. And we rise and fall together. And when we love our country and show our expression of our love of country, it has to include understanding the connection we all have and working toward our common goals. Regardless of who you voted for, I'll tell you, I believe in the promise of America. I see it every day. I see it in people who are working hard to take care of their families. I see it in women who are fighting for reproductive freedom and the men who are supporting them. I see it in Republicans who have never voted for a Democrat before, who are putting the Constitution of the United States ahead of party. And I'm telling you, just I see it around our country. I'm traveling. People are yearning for an approach that is about bringing us together. They're frankly exhausted with this era that has been about dividing us. Listen, we're a democracy. We're always going to have disagreements. We like good debates, healthy debates. We're Americans. But leadership should be about trying to find common ground and common sense solutions that bring people together through consensus and compromise, not constantly berating and putting people down. That's not about progress for our country.
Vice President Kamala Harris, if it's President Harris, what is your first order of business?
Bringing down the cost of living for folks. I have a package of plans that address that, everything from what we need to do to create, for the example, a first-time national ban on corporate price gouging on groceries, what we can do around tax credits for young families, tax credits and support for small businesses, including what we can do around a $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. So I have a whole package of issues that are all directed at bringing down the cost of living. We're going to also need to deal with fixing what's going on with our broken immigration system. It's been broken for a long time under both the Democratic and Republican administrations. And so I'm going to be submitting that. And then also doing the work of investing in American industry, American workers, and making sure that we are competitive globally in the 21st century, and that, frankly, we win the competition with China for the 21st century. So those are my priorities.
And where will you be tonight on this very important day?
I will be at my alma mater at Howard University. And before that, I have a tradition of having dinner with my family. And so we will do that. I have a lot of my family staying with us. And during the day, I'll be today all day talking with folks and reminding them to get out to vote. And on that point, I'll remind your listeners, today is election day. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go to iwillvote.com to make sure you know where you can vote. And even if you've requested a mail-in ballot, you can just go to your polling place and vote. You can bring it with you or not. You can just go to your polling place and vote. So I would urge everyone to just remember that in our democracy, the people get to decide, and your vote is your power.
Vice President Kamala Harris, appreciate you taking time for us here in Pittsburgh. Thank you.
I thank you. Please have a good day. Thank you so much.
And our coverage is just beginning on this election day. It'll go through Marty Griffin, 10 to 2, Colin Dunlap through the afternoon, and then we have our whole team assembled for tonight. We've got our reporters, Tamira Rush, David Ballarato. We've also got our kind of resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister, Natalie Benzavenga, Rob Pratt, and we've got Pat Septak, our news editor, everybody prepared to bring you whatever transpires through the course of the day and night. And then tomorrow morning, Paul and I will be here bright and early, and we'll pick up there. And overnight, I want to mention, we have the Next Take Pittsburgh show, which is with University of Pittsburgh students, and they will be live 1 a.m. Through the 5 o'clock hour. So that's into 5 and overnight.
Mm.
So, which is
a long night
for them, a real opportunity to get a taste of the industry and the business at a very important time.
Well, things will be unfolding while they're on the air. I mean, when I wake up tomorrow, probably I'll get up an hour or so earlier. So around 1 a.m., the polls on the West Coast will be starting to close, start to get an idea what's going on.
Well, in 2016, when I got up for the show, 3 o'clock.
Oh, what a night that was.
They had just finally confirmed that Donald Trump won in 2016.
He won Florida. That was the last big piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, but it wasn't early in the evening or even late.
No, it was the overnight hours. Yeah.
And obviously, 2020, it took a lot longer because of the number of mail-in ballots and weren't prepared yet for that kind of voting.
No.
But now it seems everybody's a little more organized. So we'll see. Bottom line is, you tune in, we'll get you the updates, whatever's going on.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.